USA News, I'm Kenneth Burns. Florida is addressing a surge in illegal immigrants.
As hundreds of migrants arrive in the Florida Keys by the busloads, Governor Ron DeSantis has activated the National Guard, issuing an executive order that will deploy planes, helicopters, and law enforcement agencies to help local authorities ensure public safety. Brandon Judd, president of the National Border Patrol Council, tells News Nation that border facilities are full and busing migrants around is not helping.
When you put them on these buses and transport them elsewhere, now you're taking agents from that location out of the field to do the processing.
Governor DeSantis calls the influx of migrants alarming and accuses President Biden of ignoring the crisis in the Keys.
That was Jeremy Scott reporting. The move comes ahead of President Biden's visit to the southern USA border. He'll stop in El Paso, Texas tomorrow on his way to a summit in Mexico City where immigration is expected to come up as a discussion topic. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby says the president is eager to talk to El Paso officials and Border Patrol agents dealing with the surge in migrants. Kirby defended Biden's recent crackdown on illegal border crossings, saying the president is trying to strike a balance between opening legal paths to migration while curbing illegal activity. Congress can now finally begin its work now that a House Speaker has been elected. Republican leader Kevin McCarthy gained enough support from his own party after 15 rounds of voting. McCarthy won the gavel after making concessions to a group of hardline conservatives that weakened his power as Speaker. All 212 Democrats voted for their leader, Hakeem Jeffries of New York. He officially becomes the first black lawmaker to lead a political party on Capitol Hill. A Mexico City judge is halting the extradition of the son of famed drug lord El Chapo. Reports say the Mexican army captured prominent cartel leader Ovidio Guzman Lopez during a raid on Thursday. The U.S. is seeking Guzman's extradition for drug trafficking charges and has a warrant for his arrest from 2019. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people. But what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. And it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Los Angeles County health officials are urging residents to test for COVID-19 before returning to work or class following the holiday season. They also want people to wear a mask for 10 days to help prevent the spread of the virus. The warnings come following the recent rise of a new variant known as XBB.1.5. It's believed to be responsible for 9% of COVID cases in California and 40% across the USA. A 6-year-old boy is in custody after police say he shot his first grade teacher at school in Newport News, Virginia. The teacher's injuries are life-threatening. Police said the shooting was not an accident, adding there was an altercation before the child shot the teacher. Newport News School Superintendent Dr. George Parker says the community is hurting.
Today our students got a lesson in gun violence and what guns can do to disrupt not only an educational environment, but also a family, a community.
It's not clear how the boy got the gun or what the altercation was about. Multiple storms are expected to impact Northern California through Tuesday. The National Weather Service says the storms will produce moderate to heavy rain starting today, with the biggest impact starting Sunday night and continuing into Monday. Flooding is expected. Officials state to have an evacuation plan and emergency kit ready to go. McDonald's is planning to lay off some of its corporate staff. A memo to employees from CEO Chris Kempczinski said the plan is to break down internal barriers and grow innovation while, quote, reducing work that doesn't align with company priorities. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.